In 2007, Zhou Jingmang was 16 years old. That year, Change Flying to the Moon was successfully launched. The Olympic Games opened and Jay Chou released the 8th Chapter album. Those days were both exciting and gorgeous for children like Zhou Jingmang and Zhang Yang. Time flies to a day full of reverie, simple and fearless. In such days, they opened a new chapter about realizing dreams. In the summer of 2007, Zhou Jingmang, who had just entered the first year of high school, first met Zhang Yang, and left a bad impression on him. At that time, she rode her bike and watched passers-by. Zhang Yang pulled her to avoid her hitting the car in front of her. However, Zhou Jingmang didn't know his kindness, so Zhang Yang was maverick again and let her run into it. Afterwards, Zhang Yang left a few words and left. Zhou Jingmang was angry and speechless. Later, Zhou Jingmang came to the school Haicheng Middle School and accidentally discovered that Zhang Yang was playing basketball. Her sudden surprise made the surrounding students look at her. Zhou Jingmang was very embarrassed and left the basketball court to go to the dormitory. Her two roommates are called Shen Wingwan and Qin Zhen respectively. Shen Wingwan has a nice face and a kind heart. She is a versatile schoolmate, while Qin Zhen is cheerful and honest, and her social skills are bursting. The two were working on the latest electronic products at the time. Zhou Jingmang walked in to introduce herself. Aunt Su Guan came in right after her. She almost found the electronic products in her hands. Fortunately, Zhou Jingmang responded in time. In the next class meeting, they saw Shen Xiaojing, the head teacher of the 6th grade of high school. She was gentle and beautiful. The first time she met with the classmates, she played a small game to let the classmates introduce themselves one by one. To Zhou Jingmang's surprise, Zhang Yang actually sat behind her, looking cold. The other classmates Wei Chen and Zhuang Jia all have their own personalities. Wei Chen is handsome and learns well, but he is proud and cold. He is the legendary schoolmaster of the school. As for Zhuang Jia, amused, silly and straightforward, in the following days, he became Zhang Yang's little follower. Qin Zhen met Yu Huaitang, the Chinese single major scholar in their senior high school entrance examination, in the toilet, and enthusiastically wanted to get acquainted with her, but the other party obviously ignored it. This Yu Huaitang is indeed amazing. He can memorize the entire language essay in the first year of high school, which makes her classmates who have the intention to make things difficult for her to retreat. Teacher Xiao Ma, a Chinese teacher in the 6th grade of high school, called Zhou Jingmang to the office, praised her composition, thought her essay is very literary, and encouraged her to contribute, gave her a pen, wish her in the future. Zhou Jingmang's confidence increased. When Shen Lily and Qin Zhen learned that teacher Xiao Ma praised her, they posted her article on the bulletin board and took Zhou Jingmang to read it together. On the way, I talked about Yu Huaitang. Qin Zhen was dissatisfied that she just ignored what she said. It happened to be heard by Yu Huaitang. She was proud and did not admit defeat. She challenged Zhou Jingmang and decided to compete with her in the next competition. Under. The next day was military training. The shoes they wore were easy to stand for a long time. Qin Zhen overheard a useful method and came back to tell Shen Lanwan and Zhou Jingmang. On the second day of military training, Zhuang Jia and Zhang Yang didn't hit the instructor very much. Zhang Yang came forward to take responsibility and was fine to run a circle. Zhou Jingmang kindly bought him water, but it has not been delivered to him yet. Zhang Yang, she wrote the letter D after her name indefinitely. When Zhou Jingmang heard the classmates talking in the classroom, he realized that D was the ugliest representative and angrily tore off the post-it note that he wrote just now, and the guilt of Zhang Yang was wiped out. The girls in the class were chatting in the dormitory. Shen Yanhua suddenly turned pale and covered his stomach. At this time, the infirmary was closed. Zhou Jingmang hurriedly went to Zhang Yang and Zhuang Jia for help. Together, they took Shen Yanhua to the hospital. The doctor in the hospital is Shen Wingwai's mother. She told Zhou Jingmang and others to go back to school first, and then hurried in to see her daughter. They drove back to school. Zhou Jingmang listened to Zhang Yang's words in a daze. Zhou Jingmang entered the dormitory and turned to look at Zhang Yang's back. It was a long, long time before she realized that Zhang Yang was like a gust of wind that swept her entire world in an instant. Back in 2015, the high school class held a class reunion. Zhou Jingmang did not see Zhang Yang, and was lost. Qin Zhen suggested that everyone write down their own plans for life, draw lots at will, and read them out after the draw. The note Zhou Jingnan got was from Shen Huaiwan, and she wrote Fine Zhongyang on the paper.